Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, and here he is, Mr. Moe's in the building. What's happening, sir?
What's good, Calman?
You look so professional with the laptop in front of you. What are you looking at?
I'm just making notes, man. I'm always busy. So, hey.
Are you concluding a transaction? You've got to get out of this account manager life you used to have.
I need to get rid of it, right?
You need to get
it's
rid
the
of
past.
It.
It's
You're
the
an
past.
Artist. You're not supposed to be sitting here on the ThinkPad.
With the laptop. Yeah.
What are you doing with that laptop? I'm so curious.
I'm busy, man.
What tabs do you have open?
I have...
And if you lie, producer Palesa will catch you out because she's looking at your computer right
Palesa,
now.
Palesa, don't snitch. Please don't.
What is he do? What is happening here?
I'm literally like looking at notes, like nothing much. I'm
what not notes? Lying. About what?
About music, about like meetings that I have, like, you know. I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, you didn't have a laptop when I saw you 6 months ago.
Imagine. Yeah, I was chilled. I was chilled then. I was making bold moves by then. But now those moves are in action. Yeah.
And happening.
Are happening.
So what's changed in the past 6 months? Take me through everything. I want to know any dietary changes. You still seem like you're looking for love on all of these songs of yours. What did you say on this song just now that I really liked? It was that you're smitten. Who are you smitten with?
No one. Yes, it's just me being a songwriter and me writing music.
Okay.
Yeah. I basically wrote that song for people who are in love. Not that I wrote it for my personal reasons or whatever.
You
were like, you know what? Let me do a love song because I kind of haven't released a love song.
Mm.
And yeah, people loved it. Like, and people are still loving the song. The music video is getting a lot of love on music channels. And yeah, it's great.
That's good.
It's great. Yeah.
So 6 months, what's changed?
What has changed? I set up my own record label,
Dope.
Moon SA Records. It's now in action. I've signed a producer, DJ, his name is Junior SA, onto the label as
cool.
well. So we'll be pushing his stuff. We were actually shooting his music video yesterday.
Epic.
Yeah. So a lot has changed. I've been in and out the studio, obviously working on an album, as we spoke about it on the previous interview, that people can expect brand new music from me. So I'm working with a guy called Ed Silas Beats. I record at his studio.
Week in, week out.
I'm with him, like, recording music. I'm actually 2 songs away from the album.
That's
like,
epic.
So
had you not started the album with the other record label and had to swing it over?
I wrote the music while I was still with the other label.
Okay.
Yes.
Why'd you leave?
Because I was not happy, man.
Oh, okay.
I was not happy. I felt like I didn't feel like my brand was, you know, prioritized as such.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to sign to another label, you know, because it's like...
same
monkey, different zoo, you know. So I just decided to be bold and do something like by myself.
Did you see all this back and forth over the weekend between AKA and Shane Eagle over labels and stuff? I think AKA tweeted something, then Shane Eagle was like, yeah, but you're not independent, and then AKA said, I raised you, and it was like a whole thing.
I missed it, yeah.
It was along those lines, right, producer Palesa, that beef between Shane Eagle and AKA?
Yeah, so AKA said he actually made
Shane Eagle. Shane
Whoa,
Eagle.
That's a bold statement.
Well, he was on The Hustle, and AKA was a judge, so...
Well, he still didn't make him.
It's all very complicated. So okay.
No comment from me.
So yeah, you don't want to get the third member of that whole thing.
Yeah.
But when people speak about like the big labels and like, what are the pitfalls of big labels?
I've heard so many things. Basically, they usually big labels tend to focus on an artist that's popping right now, forgetting that they have so many other artists because it's a big label.
Yeah.
So everybody.
But do they pay everyone? Like, I don't even know how.
I've heard some shady stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, shady contracts that artists should actually not be getting into. But because you want to be pushed, you are almost guaranteed that they will push you. So people get themselves.
Yeah, you'll get your AFK,
everything will be taken care of. Like, you know, but I think. The best way to go about it is to, like, go in and do your own thing, you know? I mean, we live in a modern era where, like, you know, we have everything at our disposal to actually make everything happen ourselves. And I don't think we should limit ourselves to saying, like, I will sign to a big label so that I can make it. You can actually make everything happen yourself. That's what I believe in.
It says here, Mr. Moe's music is beyond entertainment. He wants to inspire young people who aspire to reach their dreams. He strives to make music that'll be enjoyed and relevant not only in South Africa, but also throughout the world. What is it about your sound, do you think, that makes it a global sound as opposed to a South African sound?
I wouldn't say it's not a South African sound. It's a South African sound. It's a South African sound that is like competitive worldwide. I have a song on my previous album, Destiny. I think it's track number 2. It's called Hello World. That song went to number 1 on a radio station in Amsterdam.
Crazy.
So to me, it just shows that, you know, my music is not caged to anything. Mm. It's broad enough to even be felt like it's world
in Amsterdam. Yeah.
I mean, a UK radio station actually made my song Walking Away song of the week, you know what I mean, in the UK. So that's a big deal for me, getting tags from like all over the world about your music. It's also like encouraging and inspiring to see that, you know, people are not just caging themselves to like their countries or their origins music. They're also looking out for music from across the continent, you know what I mean? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. All right, hanging out with Mr. Mo. More with him in a mo. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. So it's a brand new dawn and day and all of that for Mr. Mo. That was cool listening to your track, Phoenix, which a lot of people have heard at this point. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we've played it for the first time.
You guys broke the ice,
We broke the ice. It's like it's a whole vibe there. It's quite different from what you usually do.
Yes. As I said previously, I'm doing more happier music.
Yeah.
Remember you said I'm getting out of private jets and whatnot. Yeah. Like I'm like very different from that phase. I'm in a different space now.
That was 6 months ago.
Yeah. It was 6 months ago and a lot has happened. Yeah, I'm very proud of the project. It's coming together very nicely. What you just played now is actually the title track to the album, and it's a premiere. It hasn't been played before. So
dope. It's very cool.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I'm glad you love the sound, and I just hope people out there will love it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no doubt. It's a whole vibe. Almost had like a bit of a Mafiki Zolo corner kind of feel in part somehow, maybe. And then it was like EDM happening and everything all at once.
Yeah.
Who are the people that you've played it to that have given you feedback on that? Who do you play that kind of thing to outside of the sort of direct music environment it's made in?
I kind of always do a little like internal survey before I release music, just to like get a gist of like the reception of the music. So I have music heads that I have, like industry people that I have I'm in contact with. So I'll send them this and I'll say, listen to this, like it's what I'm working on right now. Recently I've just sent it to Da Capo.
And he, who you worked with on your last album?
Yes, I'm working with him as well on this one, on this album that's coming now.
Cool.
So he, I like bouncing off like tracks that are unreleased to such people, because their opinion is actually like, you know, it's vital to like the finished product. You don't want to release music that you feel like this
absolutely
is
going to
work. You want to hear other people's perspective of like what you're working. So it's just so like, you know, you gauge like the vibe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So in 6 months' time, when I see you again,
this is a pilot session.
What is a oh, you're not gonna come back a country and Western artist?
I'm definitely gonna come back with a copy of my album.
Okay,
signed.
But it's gonna be okay. Yeah. But you feel like you found the flow now, found the groove.
Definitely, without a doubt. I'm in a happy space now. I'm happy with the label. I'm happy with my partners that I've partnered with on the label. I'm happy with the moves that we've made like so far in terms of like, you know, branding and strategic moves, basically. Yeah, I'm quite excited actually about the future.
It is very exciting. All right, how do we keep up with you all day, Mr. Mo?
At Mr. Mo Music, Mr. Mo Music with the K at the end. That's my handle. Facebook is just Mr. Mo. And people can just follow the brand and see where I'm going, what I'm doing. Like, everything, every move I make,
I dig it. I must just double check on your Instagram. I haven't missed anything that was groundbreaking in your life. This is just a picture of you walking on a road.
What is that?
I've
been posting a lot of studio session videos.
Yeah.
Just like basically. Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah.
Lots of different things going on. Mr. Mo Music. Yeah. Just a couple of months ago, you were on Espresso. How exciting.
That was so cool. I love Espresso. That's like my home for premieres. If I want to perform something new,
that's the place to go.
Yeah. I love Espresso. Yeah,
dig it. All right. Well, it's at Mr. Mo Music with a K on Instagram. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by.
Always a pleasure, Kelman.
Hillman on cliffcentral.com.